Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air, and we're always here, desire to get the sincere milk of the word. In other words, we're striving to start things and look at things from the common perspective. The program tonight, for today, wherever it might be, why have one God? Why have one God? Amen. Father, we thank you right now for what you're doing. Lord, we thank you for the things that you're going to do. And Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance, oh God, on the listeners, wherever they are at this time. And Lord, we know this is not by mistake that each and every one has called in. And oh Lord, you say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Father, we ask you to bless now in the name of Jesus. Loose, bind Satan's hand. Loose all respects of anger, frustration, jealousy, strife, sickness, and disease, because you have all power in your hand. And Lord, we're looking up to you, leaning and dependent on you, the author and the finisher of our faith. God bless you. God bless you. We're coming from the book of Genesis, and I will start. Amen. We always want to acknowledge all those listeners at this time of year, wherever you might be and whatever the occasion might be in your life. Amen. But the Bible said that where two or three, Jesus said where two or three come together in his name, there he be in the midst. Amen. And Jesus made a statement one time, and it looked like it's totally impossible for man. Jesus said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. And man can't make that type of statement. Amen. We have storms and wars and rumors of wars and trials and tribulation everywhere. Amen. And man can't make that statement that he could be with you always. Amen. There's some things where parents can't go, fathers can't go. Amen. Husband and wife can't go. Amen. Human beings can't travel. Amen. But God said he'll be there with you always through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. We want you to open your Bibles if you have a Bible. If not, we always challenge you to examine the Bible that you have. Amen. See whether or not is it the true Bible? Amen. Is it really, amen, being documented through translations and as close as we can to get to God's written word? Amen. Through what Jesus and his apostles, amen, what they witnessed and recorded about our son Jesus Christ and the messages that Jesus left. You know, when people write you a letter, and they ask you, did you get the letter, amen, that I sent you? And you know the person, you know their address, you know their name. And when you get the address and let it say, oh, yeah, I read that. Amen. This is what the church is about. The church is, amen, that God set up after he set up the first institution, amen, marriage in the Garden of Eden. And that's where we're going first. We're going to go in the garden, and we're going to look around a while. Then we're going to come out, amen, and go to the book of Deuteronomy, Amen. Go in the book of Deuteronomy, the fifth chapter. Amen. So when you get the word of God, when you get the written word of God, and you believe what you read, and that's what the church is all about, to interpret the word of God, amen, to share the word of God, and you have a common place to go in the church. The church, find a place that you can feel comfortable, amen, that the men and women there are trying to live the truth and walk the truth, and you should be, amen, just like you when you go to a gas station, doesn't matter who's there, amen, you come to fill up your car too. Amen. Same thing when you go shopping in a grocery store, amen, regardless of who come in, how they dress, how they look, amen, they pay their money and they get their products, amen. So the same thing with you. When you go to church, you go there to fill up your soul. You go up there, amen, you go wherever you go, take your Bible with you, and you go there, amen, to worship God, to worship God. Amen. So you challenge, you look at your Bible and find a Bible that you feel that is one of the closest translations, amen, that the disciples left, men and women of God has written. And one of them that I found common all over the world is the King James Bible. King James Bible is one of the common Bibles I've seen all over the world. Amen. So there are many translations. There are other translations that came up. Amen. The American Standard Amplified Translation. Amen. There's a New International Translation. Amen. So when you look at these different Bibles, and I used to kind of use the King James and look back and forth at different translations and see how close they are, amen, and they're translating as well. Amen. So first of all, you know, get you a good Bible a Bible. You might two or three. I have about three or four here. Amen. And you break it down because you want to get understanding. You want to get understanding. Amen. They got study Bibles today. Amen. They have Bibles, electronic Bibles. They have reading tapes, reading CDs. Amen. So the world today, amen, highly advanced in all this technology, amen. So you, if you can't able to read or be focused as much, be busy, you can put on a tape, you can put on a CD, and have it playing, amen. And have music around you. Music can and will help you, and reading of the Bible will help you, amen. Calm your mind and ease the stress and things that the world is bringing forth. Amen. And music proved out by David, amen, it will relax you, amen, take away the frustration. Because David played to Saul, amen, and the spirit left him, that tormented spirit left him. Skillful music, amen, holy music, righteous music, amen, it's good for the soul, good for the soul, amen. The enemy uses it out there. They're using the music out there because it is a weapon against your lifestyle. It's a weapon. It can help you or it can break you. So it's good to have, amen, nice little soothing music sometime to help you sleep, relax, and as well as calms your mind, calms your mind. Now, the subject we're trying to address tonight, and we need your help, your input, because in this programming, we never try to tell a listener that they're wrong because we're not designed that way. We're here that we can share our biblical truth, and we're here to share our ideas and things that we have learned that we can learn from each other. We can learn from each other as well as, amen, we pray for each other. Amen. We pray for each other and we learn from each other. Amen. And now we're looking into the book of Genesis. Why have one God? Why have one God? And in the beginning of time, amen, God the Father, amen, Genesis, the first chapter, he said, amen, in the beginning, God, Now, we're talking about the Creator God. In the beginning, God. And it's the creation of mankind. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said that there be light, and there was light. Amen. You can go all the way down, and God, every time God said something, amen, there was a reaction. Amen. Creation came forth, and the stars, the moon, the day, the night, amen, waters and rivers, amen, and heavens, amen, trees. And every time God spoke, things began to come forth because he was creating. God create. Amen. So the problem that the book is questioning about, amen, there was a wall broke out in heaven. There was a wall broke out. Amen. You find that in the book of Revelation. Amen. And there was an eviction happened up there. The angels got into warfare. One angel, amen, walked over from the music department, and I'm paraphrasing now, and decided to get all of his instrument and his friends and all of them together to take over. He said, let us go up and make us a heaven. Let us go up and make us a heaven. And amen. And but he forgot about Michael and Gabriel. Amen. They kicked him out. They kicked him out. So he came here on earth to fight against all God's creation. Fight against all God's creation. A third of them left. And I'm quite sure God created another third of the host. Amen. So God is not short of angels up there. Amen. Because he's a creator. Amen. So he evicted. Amen. He evicted Satan. And he came down here to war against all of God's creation. The enemy came to bring war against all of God's creation. He couldn't take over heaven. Satan couldn't take over heaven. He couldn't do it. Amen. Gabriel, sometimes people think, amen, that the devil is bigger than any God's angel. But look in Revelation real quick, because we're in Genesis 1 here, and we're going to get out of the way, amen, how powerful God is, the Creator is, and how he knows everything and see everything, amen. And Lucifer, the son of a morning, he doesn't have no more power than God allowed him to have. He wasn't the type of angel was made, excuse me, amen, to demand things and take over the human race. Amen. He was a musician. Amen. His job was in the music department. And we notice in the 20th chapter of Revelation to show you, amen, the difference in stature and power of God's angels against these fallen angels here on earth. Amen. You find in Genesis of Revelation 20, you say, I saw an angel come down from heaven. Now, there ain't but one angel, having the keys to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more until 1,000 years should be fulfilled. Amen. And after that, he should be loose for a little season. One angel come down and bind Satan and throw him in the bottomless pit. He kept falling for 1,000 years. I was reading from the King James Version. Amen. So we're talking about, amen, I want you to watch now. Now, Lucifer, amen, he is, amen, a musician. Amen. He's anointed cherubim. Amen. And his department, amen, tried to take over the warring angels like Michael and Gabriel. No such thing in heaven. Amen. There's no situation up there weak. God them evicted him and throw them down here. But he came down here with his deception and his lying. And that's why Jesus said, be not deceived. Amen. Because the enemy, you can go to Ezekiel 28 in 20th chapter, and you can read, amen, about the fallen angel a little bit there. Amen. He had wisdom, he had understanding, amen, and he's beautiful, amen. But his whole job is music, amen. He used that. He used lying and deception and temptation. But he can't overpower no more than what God allow him. Every child of God got a guardian angel next with him, walks around. Amen. Every child of God. If you're not a child of God yet, amen, you need one of God's angels. Amen. That's part of the benefit. That's part of the benefit because God knows there's some things in this earth that you don't see, you don't know about. Amen. But, amen. This is why, one of the reasons why, we need one God because of the benefits that God have for you, that he have for you. Amen. Now, here's the story. Here's the point we want to focus on. There are many more. Amen. And there was one of them that the Holy Spirit brought out. But listen, in Genesis, the second, third chapter. Now, God has spoke in the book of Genesis, the first, the second, and the third, going to the third chapter. Amen. He's made all the trees, amen. Now he made Adam and Eve. Amen. Gave Adam a friend. Amen. And now he got all the trees and told them, amen, that they are able to go out and name anything they name. And when they do, he will accept their positions. And if an elephant is an elephant, he won't argue with them. Amen. A giraffe is a giraffe. Amen. He'll go along with it. Amen. Amen. Because he knew they're capable. Every human being is capable of intelligent and smart and, amen, and gifted, amen, from the mother's womb. But now this fallen angel, he want to make a point here, amen, in third chapter, and we're going to hurry on, amen. In third chapter, and the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made, and he said unto the woman, yea, as God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. All the problems start in the garden. Amen. And you know that the woman, she can be a secret agent for the devil. She didn't know it. Amen. She was being bought out, spied, and he knew. The devil knew he couldn't walk in there and kick over everything and say, listen, I want you to worship me and walk with me. No, he couldn't. He can't do that. Yeah. He didn't even show himself. He talked to the serpent, amen, and began to use the serpent because he's capable of languages. And he began to use the serpent to talk to Eve, amen, to work with her imagination and intelligence and the communication department, working with her through communication. And he began to twist this thing. Now, he said now, but in the third verse, he said, but of the tree of the, in the midst of the garden, God said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, ye shall die. Now, the law started in the garden. That's a whole different study. We can study. God, you know, a law said that don't do this now, don't do that, because if you do, there are some problems. And it's designed, the law is designed to help you and your neighbor. And we're going to that for a minute, but God set up some guidelines right there in the garden. And the and here's the definition. The devil defined the word God. And we had to make this clear, amen. You need to know what a God is from the biblical standpoint. And just for this lesson and in our discussion, many people might have another definition of God might come in later, amen. But we're going to take what the scripture says, amen. And he said that the fifth verse, that for God, or the fourth verse, and the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. For God does know that in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened. And you shall be as gods. Now, here's the definition he gave about God, what God do, knowing good and evil. Now the devil, he designed this thing, he set it up, and he defined it. He said, okay, you know, he could be lying or whatever, but, you know, Eve took it. She took that information and ran with it. Amen. And he began to talk about the tree and how the tree would look. And she gave it to Adam. And Adam did eat. And God, amen, God had set out a law. God had set out an instruction. Said, don't you do this now. If you do this, amen, the penalty will be death. Amen. So the law started. Every time God says something, the law started in the garden. A lot of things start in the garden. You should, if you got a garden, you should go out there and look around and see what's going on in your garden. What's going on out there? You know, you never know what's moving around out there. You know, them roaches move around, rats and rodents. That might be eating on your collard greens and carrots and tomatoes. Amen. You got to go out there, look in your garden now. After this subject, don't go now, but wait. Wait till after this subject, then you can go out there and look around in your yard. Amen. Your garden. Notice here in the book of Deuteronomy, amen, the instructions that God gave Moses, and some say Moses was a lawgiver. No, God gave out the law way to Adam and Eve, and it was very simple. Just one thing he told them to do. He do more than that. He gave them more things to do. Amen. But this one, he gave a penalty with it. And Moses came up, and God gave him some more instructions to how we can live with one another. But the one thing that the first one he don't want us to do, he said in Deuteronomy the 5th chapter, I'm the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Now the devil said that the day that you eat of the tree now, you must be the powerful tree, you'll be able to be like God. You can be able to, amen, know the difference between good and evil. Amen. Amen. And the Lord went on to say, thou shalt not, amen, thou shalt not make any graven image of anything likeness in the things in the heaven above and the earth beneath and the waters in the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself and serve them, for I am the Lord thy God and the jealous God. And the visiting iniquity of the fathers and sons of those that hate me. So a God wants you to bow down and worship them and serve them. Amen. And God said, listen, he told Moses to write, amen, you're going to have to serve these other gods. But God said, I want you to serve me. So we can put that in our definition that, amen, serving, amen, serving and worshiping, amen, the Lord thy God, the Creator, amen. But if you don't, these other gods, they demand in service too. They demand in service too. So you're going to get caught here, amen. You're going to get caught here, and you're going to lose all your garden, your tomatoes and things out there trying to figure out what God. So you got to have, amen, one instructor, one that benefits more above all. And the Lord thy God, he is the one that says, I'm going to give you a new house, a new home, and I'm going to give you life. All right, we're going to stop there. It's a lot into this. Amen. A lot of ways we can go with it. But we want you to call in. You can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. And when you push one on your telephone, amen, you can talk, amen. We won't give you your name unless you want to give your first name, and you can do that because these messages, many times people use it for Bible study and recording. And even I myself, amen, if you want to listen to them again, I'll always go back to, I go to my website, and you can find a way back to Blog Talk Radio. And hit, and go on your computer, and you can go to www.jciministries.org. Amen. You can look at our website. Amen. If not, you can always go to Blog Talk Radio and type in Doctrine of Truth. And there are many more programs that we have viewed. And you can be riding on your car during the holidays, weekdays, even at night, you can call in and, amen, and get that, get a program for you. Amen. So you can push one now on your telephone. Amen. You have a thought concerning God, maybe a thing you have encountered from another author, another writer. Amen. Or you was in a lecture with someone. Amen. We like to hear from you. All different. There are 66 books in the Bible. Amen. They are all different writers. Amen. Of the Bible that God inspired. Amen. Men and holy men to write. Amen. And Jesus came on the scene, and the apostles wrote about his life. Amen. So God, amen, his word is not hidden. And we know that many other men and women out there have something to say, amen, about what God is doing in their life. Amen. We're saying that if you have to have God, it's best which one to have. Amen. Those you might feel you got two or three. You might want to hear our input on one of them, which one you think might be the best one. You know, you never know today. So many things that are happening out there. But anyway, amen, we're not here to embarrass you or talk against you. Amen. We just give you an area code and your last four digits, and you can express yourself. Amen. We see we have a studio full, and we like to hear, amen, for someone to come in. You know, we're limited on time as well, this broadcast, and we enjoy every moment of it. Amen. We're learning from one another. Amen. Why should we have one God? Should you have, amen, a God for the air, a God for the water, amen, a God for the your money? What you heard? What you heard? How are you living about it? how you see things that are happening in this time, amen, in this generation of things that have come up? I remember when Paul, in the book of Acts, and he was there in Mars Hill, and they had all kind of statues and signs. And they had one sign said, to the unknown God. And everybody go around and lecture about that God, about their God. Amen. Or maybe you have come out of something that, and you thank God, the Father, the Creator of mankind, that you have found the truth. That you have found the truth. And the Bible said, Jesus said that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Amen. The truth shall set you free. All right. Do we have a caller? Push one on your phone. Amen. I don't want to start talking too much and get away. Amen. And do this different areas. But the God that's going to, all right, we have an area code, 305, amen, 4271. Amen. You're on the air. God bless you. God bless you.
Hello?
God bless you. God bless you, Doctor. You're on the air.
Bishop, I'm glad to listen in tonight. And it's a very pleasurable topic you have here. And I was kind of thrown there for a moment, but thank God for the Holy Ghost. He kind of took me in a way that I don't think I ever thought like that before. And it's so simple. It's necessary to have one God, because that's how the God wants it.
Mm-hmm.
And I quickly grabbed in on the what you said, and God said there in Genesis, and God said, "Let there be." That's what grabbed me. We shouldn't have but one God, because God says so. You see, and He has architect a means and method whereby.
Mm-hmm.
He makes sure that should come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Because even the world was made by him, and everything was made that was made is his. You see,
mm-hmm.
when it ends, it's going to end when he said it's going to end. You see what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
so now if there's two, if you got two, he done already said no man can serve two masters. And
mm-hmm.
that's what God wants us to do, to turn to him and serve him. You see, that's why Jesus said, our Lord and Savior, and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's our Lord and Savior. God sent him, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And God said to Jesus what
mm-hmm.
what we ought to be doing, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said that to say in today's time, and
mm-hmm.
we live in a terrible, in a crucial time because men and women everywhere, it seems, or should I just say today, people are trying to change what God said. One thing he said, man, you see, shouldn't be alone. And so he demonstrated and proved what he was talking about. He brought man a woman. You see what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? So man said, man saying all kind of different things now because what? He don't know the true and living God. There's other gods, you see, other
mm-hmm.
gods that we even ourselves lifted up in pride. So if so much is against that, so the question is,
mm-hmm.
do you believe on the true and living God? All right, if you do that, then you must know the Savior. Ain't that so?
Mm-hmm.
And if you know the Savior, then you can receive the true and living God. Amen. So I just wanted to bring in that line of what you was called, very interesting what you were saying. I said, you know what? It's best that I get on my father's side and stay there. You see what I'm saying? Because sooner or later, he going to draw the curtain. And he has demonstrated that. And only way we can get to know him is through by Jesus Christ. So I want to hold it right there, Bishop, because it's very interesting.
All right. Very good. Very good. As always, you, amen, you take us in a very knowledgeable area there in Revelation. As always, and that's why we thank God for the audience and the men and women, amen, that come in and share, amen. We have another, you can push one on your phone, amen, and to continue with this insight God has led us on, amen. That's one thing if you got to have. All right, we have another area code 561, last four digits, 3664. Amen. God bless you. On the air.
How you doing, Bishop?
God bless you. Good to hear from you.
Hello?
Yes, go right
Can
ahead.
You hear me?
Yes,
this is Jervy calling from Los Angeles.
Good to hear from you. God bless you. How's the weather?
Yes. We're gonna get some rain and it's gonna turn cold and to 56. So that's what's going on out here in Los Angeles. You know, it's a 3-hour difference, and I thank you for bringing it to my attention to tune in to you. And I've been listening to you, my wife just walked in from a doctor's appointment. But anyway, I just caught on the part where you said that, you know, it's only one God. But my thing is, that is so true, because
mm-hmm.
we have to study. The Bible tells us to study to show ourselves approved. So that means we have to have an intimate relationship with the Father
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
shut down all this internet and the TV and focus on him. I mean, this society is not reading. They're no longer reading. They're just going by what they're hearing, visual.
Right.
So, you know, and but you got to read, because they've been so dumbed down with the technology and want the technology to give them all the answers. But you got to spend personal, I'm talking personal, just like you alluded to earlier about God gave man a wife, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you got to spend time with this woman and you got to know her. And she had mm-hmm. to spend time with you. But you, the Bible says you got to love God more than you love her.
Okay.
So, you know, I just wanted to interject that and bring it, you know, because of the mindset that society have today. You know, and a lot of young people are not going to church because they think that we're old or they know they have all the answers. But, you know, and to my conclusion, that's all I want to say.
Okay, very good. Good to hear from you. God bless you.
Likewise.
Wonderful man of God, is good to hear from you. Amen. Might be some more. We're going to leave space. Amen, as always. Amen. And he hit a point there in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter. Amen. And what hit me in the Holy Spirit, he always opened up the word. Amen. It illuminates the word when you start studying and meditating. Like I said, you can shut down everything around you. Amen. Meditation is great too. Above all, the word of God. I noticed in Romans 8 in the 6th, don't want to hold up the program too much. Romans 8 chapter 5th verse, for they that are after the flesh do mind. And in the last call of brother, the man of God made a point about the mind. They said, do mind the things of the flesh, but they that of the spirit, amen, the things of the spirit. In 6th verse, for to be carnal minded, spiritual minded, is life and peace. So we strive to have that mind. Jesus said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus in Colossians. So we have to get this personal relationship. Amen. Knowing that if you have a car, you get in that car, regardless of what the rain and the wind and the things, different temperature changes, you know if you're traveling, you won't stop and walk when you got a car that can shelter you. If I can use that for an example. Amen. And all your family can be in the car with you. You love them. But you know this car can protect you. God loves you so much. He's the God that we're talking about. He's not out to destroy you. He's not out to destroy you. No, you are his creation. He spoke you into existence. First call of us saying, let there be light. Everything God said came forth. Amen. So God said, let us make man, and let us make you. You are more precious to him. Amen. You are more precious than him. And he proved that through his son Jesus. All right, let me move on here. I don't want to slow up anything. Amen. Might be somebody else calling. Amen. You push one on your phone. The other callers can always come back in. Amen. But we kind of nail it down because Jesus said in the book of Matthew, one of them is of the gospel, say there'd be many deceivers and many false prophets. Amen. And there are people teaching all type of gods. All type of gods. But notice what Satan said in recorded in Genesis 3rd chapter. He said, today you eat of the tree, be like God, knowing between good and evil. So if a person feels that he's a god, amen, and he's on that mindset, amen, he know the difference between going to church. He should know the difference between the God, the creator, and the God that's not a creator. Satan is not a creator. Amen. He can't speak things. Amen. Like God spoke things. Amen. He copyrights. Amen. He steals. So if you know people like to feel that they are gods, amen, they should know when they should have some kind of common sense not to go up against God the Creator. Not God the Creator. Amen. It made everything. Oh no, you're a loser. You will lose. All right, you can dial 1-855-236-2252. We turned in the corner. Amen. Going to the latter part of the broadcast, and where we always get within 5 minutes, we're going to start praying. Amen. Need two or three callers to call in and give us closing prayer. Amen. For those that are listening and those that have prayer requests, amen. We always have to have prayer. Jesus said, amen, man should always pray. Amen. Paul was saying, man should always pray. Amen. And not faint. Amen. And we are, and Jesus was one of the things disciples really, before, while he was walking this earth, really thrust on him, not only by other understanding, but they watched him so. He got something here. Lord, teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray. Amen. All right, you can dial 1-855-236-2252. Amen. 1-347-215-8816. All right, we'll go ahead. We have a caller. All right. Area code 4305. Go ahead, Doc. You're on the air. God bless you.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I think I'm having a little technical problem. But I want to lend a little bit more to that idea of what I was talking about as what God said can't be changed. You know, he made water, and it's going to always be water. Now, you might mix something with it and call it something else,
right,
but it's yet water.
Dear water.
Yet water,
yes,
plus
sir.
Something else. Matter of fact, water is a life source. But God made it. So that just lends the idea onto what you're saying, because that's the problem. That's the thing that Satan is doing today. He come acting like a duplicate. And many times he tried to act as though he's God. You see?
Okay.
So what God did, he had a foundation laid. So Satan can't deal on that foundation. You see what I'm saying? So those that are standing on the foundation, it's a sure foundation. So it lends to the idea that he made male and female. Now, ain't nobody else made a man and a woman but God. You see what I'm saying? Now, they ought to still be male and female. Now, if anybody changed their nature when they born a man, you understand, it's against the ordinance of God. Amen. I don't know what his nature is or her nature when you do that. And I may be put down for what I'm saying, but when they stand before God, it's going to stand true. You see what I'm saying? But the funny thing about it, he sent Jesus. Now, this is the sure foundation. He sent Jesus, and if any man standing on that, he can stand. I don't care how the wind blow, you see, and even those who are cutting themselves, trying to say they are this and that, when they're another thing, they come to Jesus. It's amazing how God will straighten that out. Isn't that something? He wants it. He wants to save us so bad. He wants our people so bad. Until after we have kissed and dined with the devil, he's still a receiver. Ain't that so? It's a wonderful thing. So who in their right mind will not serve another God? Well, that's a question for you. But I'm so glad that I'm in my right mind, because I know that I was headed a different way, and I know for sure that I'm going the right way now. So it's a good thing to think that. It's a question to think about. Why not one God? Is there one God? So much going on, money, people getting so much money they can't spend it. But yet they got to stand before this one God. That's what I want to add on, Bishop.
All right, very good, as always. And you, amen, and we always get these revelations. Amen, and not only that, but brings it up through the Holy Spirit. He's the author of this broadcast, and we give him the glory and honor, amen, of always. In my point, a friend of mine, apostle, said, you want to extend your ministry or to do something for God. And he told me about this, you know, this blog talk and thing. First time, I could only last 15 minutes, amen, and 30 minutes. Amen. Then now we're up to an hour or more, but it was God giving me the insight, the strength, and how to do and how to operate. Amen. And we, my wife is helping me, so we enjoying this work for God. So men can do things today to use all this technology to reach out there and grasp and help and grab these people like we all were lost. Every person was born in sin. You can't. If you show a man that he say he wasn't born in sin, I advise you to run fast as you can. Get a train, a boat, and get from around that man, amen, because he's not in the right mind. He's not in the right mind. 2 Timothy, Paul said in 2 Timothy, the first chapter and the 7th verse, he said, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power and of love and of a sound mind." A sound mind. Amen. And it's in the mind. It's in the mind because Romans 8 talking about the, you know, people of carnal mindedness is death. So when they begin to dwell, the mind dwell on carnal things and worldly things, they don't know what's going on, what they can get involved in, because it'd be just like grass. Their mind begin to grow in that area. Amen. Romans 8 says that Romans, the first chapter, says that wherefore, let me see, Romans, the first chapter, and we're saying because that, because, 21st verse, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, because they became vain in their imagination and in their foolish hearts was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Amen. When you begin to turn from the living God, the Creator, amen, and start doing other things, the Bible says you become a fool, and they change the glory of the uncorruptible God into and begin to imagine and made likeness of corruptible man and to birds, 4-foot beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Now, when God give you up, give your mind up, amen, when they start turning against the living God and they begin to build idols and statues and, amen, all these creeping things, that's why look at Numbers, Deuteronomy, talk about God told them, "Thou shalt have no other God, and don't worship these things in the air." Amen, amen. I spoke of many times. I used to talk about my birthmark and, you know, Capricorn and Aquarius and all these different things and the rabbit foot and, you know, we was involved in a lot of this thing, all of us. Amen. We had to worship something. We had to serve something. Because man is a free moral agent. He'll float. Thing take over his mind. He'll float to that entity. All right. I better slow down here because we can take about 3 more calls. Amen. Before we go into prayer. Amen. Anyone that have something on their heart or mind they'd like to say. Amen. You can push 1 on your phone or dial 1. 855-236-2252, amen, and 347-215-8816, amen. The law began in the garden when God said, he told Adam and Eve what to do and what not to do, and they broke his instruction, and it caused the whole world, amen. We all suffered under that. Holocaust, every human being died, amen, the seed of the human race, amen, and God brought, amen, through the system of time, amen, he worked through the legal system and brought Jesus and redeemed us, and that's why Jesus and Nicodemus, they had some deep discussions there. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night and said, "Now you, I know you're a man from God. I know you're a man from God. Cause what you talking about? How you teaching things that be done?" Amen. And Jesus, amen, stopped him and said, "Well, Nicodemus, there's one thing I want you to know. You got to be born again. You got to be born again. And you can do all the things you can to the flesh, but you, unless God changed that spirit man in you." Amen. You'll never see heaven. We can train the flesh and the body to jump over cars and run and swim and go to the deep swimming, holding our breath. Amen. And but in order to go to heaven, your spirit must be born again. Amen. That's one thing about the God that we're talking about and his son. He is able to change your spirit, man. He is able to bring you spiritual life. Amen. You can be born again through Jesus Christ and his Savior. And he will hold you and keep you. Once you give your heart to him and sincerely turn to him, amen, and you can, you'll be, actually, you'll be more strong. Like I said, this term, I'm talking about spiritually. If you want to call Job up in the Bible, call him up and talk to Job and say, "Job, how do you do this without the church and without the Holy Ghost?" Amen. You was able to sustain your life, and amen, when you lost everything in your family, your home, your wife, amen, even Ren 10:10, you lost them, you lost everything. And you still stayed with this God. You still stayed with this God. And he was, I'm quite sure, amen, all those men had a personal relationship. They had a personal relationship, and that's one thing you can you must desire in your heart to have God to touch you, and that'll eliminate a whole lot of technology. Amen. Have a living God to visit you. Go to church, be involved in the singing and the clapping and the reading of the Word and prayer. That atmosphere, amen. One way it also helps. Amen. All right. We got a couple minutes. Amen. We're going down now. We can take one more caller. Then we need to have about three or four brothers to come in and pray. And our ladies out there, you can call in. We don't have nothing against ladies. Call in and give your expression. Amen. I'm quite sure we have some listening. You press one on your phone. Amen. And share with us. Amen. Even what you think about this God and his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. We have to add that in there because Jesus is God. Amen. He is God. He is God in the flesh. Now we're talking about the written word of God. The written word of God. Amen. That's a whole other different study, but we're here at Doctrine of Truth. We try to keep things very simple that we can gain knowledge and gain strength. Amen. So if you understand, amen, you will have, amen, you understand, you have how to walk and talk with Christ. All right? And we have some prayer. Now we need some brethren to start off and give us some prayers for the families and home, even those that you might know are sickly. Amen. The prayer of the righteous, Bible says, availeth much. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. Can we have a prayer? So when it starts off, amen, to push one on your phone, amen, and we have our technology and our technician to take you in, amen, we'll start us off with a prayer, amen. In our closing, we need about three or four more prayers. All right, God bless you.
569-366-6439-364.
God bless you.
Yes. Father God, we thank you for your word. This has been a great day to feast on your word. We pray for the families in this holiday season, Father. Touch their lives. We pray for the mothers, the single mothers, those in the hospitals, in the convalescent homes. Father, we pray for those who are incarcerated. We pray for the sick and the shut-in. Father, you are an awesome God. We adore you. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Shalom, our peace. We adore you. We magnify you. Father God, we pray for Bishop and his family and his church. Father, that they would, people would come to hear the truth. And Father, we thank you. And we know that this is done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you always, you and your family. Thank you. We have another caller. Amen. Let's push one on your phone. God bless you, doctor. You're on the air. 305-4271.
To the listeners, we thank God for Jesus tonight. We thank God for sending his son that we can live and have life and have it more abundantly. We thank him for a refreshing of the spirit. We thank him for the air that we breathe. We think that we are so grateful that we are not alienated from him, but we have love one for the other. We thank God for the church and how, oh God, there are many are being added on even today. We thank God for the blessed hope that this program brings, and it lends a voice that people could come to know Jesus for their own self. So we just pray and give you the glory. Thank you for all of our affections and how you have blessed us and have things under control. We thank you for giving us overcoming power that we have victory in Jesus today. To the glory and honor of God, we pray and thank God for Bishop and all the ministers that are on the Block Talk line tonight. Give them justice, O God. Give them equity in their homes. And, oh, God, joy in the speech. And we just give you the glory tonight. Amen. Amen. Oh, amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
One more caller. One more caller. We got one more caller. Amen. Got one more caller. You press one on your phone. Amen. Bless you. God bless you. Amen. Well, we love you all. We want for you and you. We want to be here. Takes you and share with others. You can go to Blog Talk Radio and pull up Doctrine of Truth. Amen. And you can hear many more broadcasts. Amen. We say that God love you. Give God your heart. Give him your heart and your mind and your strength. And everything come through practice and praying. And, amen. Applying yourself. Applying yourself. You just cannot jump in the car and drive. Well, let's say you can't jump in the airplane. You need some training. You got to apply yourself in the rules and regulations. The more you do, but God be with you. He said, I'll be with you always. And he really means that. And he would help you. Amen. So we thank God for you. Amen. Give him a chance. Try God. Try Jesus. The old song will say, try Jesus. God bless you. We love you. Till next time. God bless you. We love you. We ask you to call and call a friend and tell a friend these holidays and encourage them. Amen. Encourage them and let them know that God loves them in every place. And amen. They are able to do everything but fail.